everybody, this is Ryan George from The Thing You're Currently Watching. Please enjoy this pitch meeting for Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice that I made several years ago. And then if you like, you can stick around afterwards because I'm going to talk about it and whatnot and things and also other stuff probably. While you're doing that, I'm going to draw a bat. So, we're bringing Batman into the DCEU. That's right. And you know, I was thinking, everybody's already kind of seen Batman's origin story. Oh yeah, everybody's seen that like 1,000 times. Exactly, so I figure, let's do it again. Oh, yeah, but this time we'll do it super slowly. Ooh, slow motion? That is so cool. Yeah, you like slow-mo? Oh yes, I do. In fact, let's use it in all the scenes, every scene. Oh, really? Every scene? Yeah. I mean, the script is already kind of long. I feel like that might extend the runtime to over 3 hours. Well, we could just cut out some scenes at random then. At random? What if some important stuff gets cut? Even better. What do you mean? Well, if people want the movie to make more sense, they can pay for an ultimate edition. Oh, that's smart. Right? Or maybe evil? No, it's smart. Okay, gotcha. So anyway, what happens in the movie? Well, first off, Batman is mad at Superman because when Superman was fighting Zod in Man of Steel, somebody close to him got killed. Was it Robin? No. Alfred? Nope. Lucius? Uh-uh. Well, who was it? It was Jack. Who's Jack? He works at Wayne Enterprises as a financial advisor. Is he like from the comics or something? No, I made him up. Gotcha. Anyway, we're gonna have Lex Luthor orchestrate a plan to get Batman and Superman to fight each other. Oh, Lex Luthor is in this. Yeah, but this isn't your typical Lex Luthor. How so? Well, he's young, he has hair, he likes candy, and he makes really high-pitched Mickey Mouse noises like, oh, so he's like a toddler? No, he's like 30. Wow, so what's his plan? Oh, it's super simple. First, he has to find out the secret identities of Batman and Superman, then lure Lois Lane to Africa to interview a rebel general, but then sabotage it by outing a CIA operative named Jimmy so they can capture Lois and Superman shows up. Then he has to make sure all the rebels get murdered and that Superman gets blamed for the whole thing. Also, he has to make sure that someone from that African village will lie to Congress about that so they force Superman to testify. Then he's gonna force feed candy to a guy and ask Congress for an import license because he wants to use kryptonite to make a weapon in exchange for access to General Zod's body, and also he needs to steal Zod's fingerprints. Then, since Batman brands criminals for some reason, Luthor will hire other inmates to kill those criminals in jail because that'll make Superman want to investigate Batman instead of doing his actual job, which is to cover football for the paper. Then he has to send some crazy stuff in the mail, then invite both of them to the same event and introduce them to each other in a very excited and suspicious way, even though there's no real reason to be introducing Bruce Wayne to low-level journalist Clark Kent. Then Lex has to blow up the Capitol building via a rigged wheelchair and a former Wayne employee, so people will be mad that Superman didn't stop the explosion somehow. Lex assumes that this'll send Batman over the edge, and luckily for him, it does. Then Lex will access the Kryptonian spaceship for his backup plan of combining his DNA with Zod's body to make a giant monster with alien science or whatever. He'll call that thing Doomsday, kidnap Lois Lane, kidnap Superman's mom, tell Superman to kill Batman or she dies. Then hope that Superman doesn't explain the situation to Batman and that they just fight each other. Oh. Okay, simple enough. Yeah, pretty straightforward. Cool. Yeah, so instead of explaining the situation right away to Batman, Superman will be like, Bruce, I gotta talk to you. Bruce. Bruce, listen. Listen to me, Bruce. Bruce, this is important. Bruce, I'm gonna say something important. And so then they fight? Yes, they do. For a couple of minutes. Very cool. But then Batman finds out that Superman's mom has the same name as his mom. That makes them stop fighting? Yeah, because it makes Batman realize, oh, this guy has a mom. He can't be that bad. Every concern I had about this super powerful alien is gone. Interesting. And so they're gonna team up to fight the giant Doomsday monster that Lex somehow knew how to make. How does that go? Well, they manage to kill it, but Superman dies in the process. Oh, well, I mean, he's not really dead, right? Of course not, obviously. But we will spend a long time pretending like he is. Even though nobody's gonna buy that. Cool, so listen, we also have to kind of use this movie to set up the Justice League film. Is that gonna be hard to shoehorn in there? No, super easy, barely an inconvenience. Really? Yeah, actually way ahead of you on that one. Batman is gonna meet Wonder Woman at Lex's party. Oh, why is she there? Because. Gotcha, and they're gonna go on kind of a side quest to uncover the other heroes? No, but what they will do, and people are gonna love this, is send each other some emails.
What? Why are people gonna love that?
Well, think about it. What is the big thing missing from the modern superhero movie? I feel like you're gonna say emails, but... Emails! People wanna see superheroes email each other. Alright, I mean, you seem really excited about emails.
Oh, I am.
Great, well, I hope people share your excitement. Yeah, so these emails are gonna have attachments of video files showing the other heroes. You know what? I guess that is pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah, it's much more efficient than taking the time to set up these characters before jumping into the big team-up movie.
Oh yeah, Marvel wishes they thought of an email scene.
Oh yeah, they're kicking themselves.
So what do you think of the movie overall?
Meh, doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
Look, we have Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman in the same movie. We could do anything we want and everyone's gonna love it.
Oh, really?
Listen to me. Everyone.
Look at that, that's a bat holding a bat. That's a 2-for-1 bat deal.
You know, I'm not an idiot, I know why people come to this channel and it's for great bat deals.
So I think of all the movies I've done pitch meetings for, this one probably had one of the most convoluted villain plots, this movie in particular.
My cat would like to sit here for this next part, if that's okay.
When I'm writing the pitch meetings, you know, I have to describe the plot, so I often end up reading some kind of plot breakdown to refresh my memory after seeing the movie.
And this one in particular, seeing Lex Luthor's plan just all written out was just... It's insane. This movie kind of distracts you by being 3 hours long and mostly in slow motion, but the things that had to go right for his plan to work are just absolutely mind-boggling.
So I think as I was putting this pitch meeting together 5 years ago, I wanted everyone else to kind of live that experience that I had reading the plot description and just being like, what was the plan?
And this movie also has that kind of romantic comedy cliche where if the characters just spoke a little bit, everything would be a lot better.
It was a Batman v Superman movie though, and so they had to kind of just not talk, these two good guys.
It's wild that everything that went right in Lex Luthor's insane plan, what made it fall apart was the Martha scene, which is now, you know, everybody knows about the Martha scene.
It's been parodied to death. I made a parody of it myself years ago. It's, you know, I don't really have much more to add to that conversation.
Here's the thing, I kind of, you know, it's fun to kind of look back and see things that I would do differently now. This pitch meeting has probably one of the laziest, sloppiest things I've done in pitch meetings. You might have noticed it as you were just rewatching.
So sometimes after I've recorded and I sit down to edit, I realize that I have flubbed a line.
And that always sucks every time. I'm never like, oh good, I have to do it again.
This even happened recently in the Flash pitch meeting. I was just about to upload and I realized that I had not said super easy, barely an inconvenience.
So I had to go find a way to fit it into the script, change back into both costumes.
And this was already a day after shooting the rest of it. So if you look closely, my hair looks kind of different for a few shots.
So looking back at this Batman v Superman pitch meeting that I recorded like 5-6 years ago, I think I must have just done that, flubbed a line. Maybe I said the wrong word.
And instead of doing what I should have done, which was just to get dressed again and record the line again,
it looks like I just redubbed the audio for a specific line and then decided to cover up the messed up word that really didn't match.
So this, if you didn't notice, this is that moment.
What do you mean?
Well, if people want the movie to make more sense, they can pay for an ultimate edition.
The audio quality is different from the rest of the pitch, meaning it doesn't quite sync up. And I cut to a title screen with a restricted thing. It's just a good lesson. Just take the time to do the thing properly and everything will be better if you do that.
Question time. Time for questions.
So very nice words. And then pitch meeting is still a part of Screen Rant, right? How did you initially get into contact with Screen Rant?
Yes, pitch meeting is still a part of Screen Rant. It's still within that umbrella. I just make the videos. They do everything else distribution-wise. They just
started distributing them on Snapchat, if that's a thing that you have.
And I wish there was like a really cool, inspiring story of how I reached out to a bunch of different companies and finally Screen Rant agreed to listen to my pitch for pitches.
But it's really not, it's none of that happened. What happened was they reached out to me on LinkedIn years ago for a completely different job.
And then once I had my claws in the door, I kind of slowly weaseled my way into doing stuff on the YouTube channel.
So it's just one of those YouTube origin stories you hear all the time. Everyone on this platform gets their start on LinkedIn. LinkedIn.com, where YouTubers go to
Be YouTubers. Hi, Ryan. Nice words. And then, do you have a favorite pitch meeting? I think I already answered that in a different video. Cats. But here's what I really want to get to. Do you ever come up with a good joke after you upload the pitch meeting? Do you have any examples? Usually, once the pitch meeting's done, I don't think about it anymore until I make a revisited video 5 years after the fact. But you are finally giving me an opportunity to share a joke that I wanted to include that I thought of after the fact for the 100th episode of pitch meeting. Because, you know, in the 100th episode of pitch meeting, I kind of deconstruct the premise of pitch meeting itself in a very, you know, meta kind of way. I talk about the faces and the catchphrases and how none of it should really work at all. And then what I wish I had touched upon is the thumbnails with the googly eyes, which even back then everyone was like, why do these have googly eyes? So what I wish I had done back then is to have like producer guy mention that he's got a great new graphic designer on staff and then just cut to a version of me that has like massive eyes. And so like he's the guy who's responsible for all the crazy thumbnails. I missed opportunity that I will never present itself again, so I'm telling you now. And if I'm lucky, enough people will hear this now, internalize it, not remember where they heard it, and then it'll be kind of a Mandela effect, where a lot of you will think that that was actually in the pitch. That's my only hope. Hey Ryan, in the very early pitch meetings, I always had this feeling that the two guys were always a mere hat drop away from running into each other's arms and making out. Was that intentional character design, or did it just manifest naturally while filming? I am glad that somebody finally brought this up, because it was never about the making fun of the movie in those first pitch meetings. It was really about making people believe that these two guys would overcome their differences and just finally get together and fight. Anyway, thanks for watching that episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and check back soon for new things and stuff.